Well, hello, hello, guys. And it's Dr. K. You're listening to Beauty Bites with Dr. K, Secrets of a Plastic Surgeon. And I'm in Los Angeles. You can look me up on Instagram at Beauty by Dr. K. And I do amazing things with faces. So today I want to teach you all my tricks related to Botox and treatment of TMJ jaw clenching. And I have a very cute guest with me, Caitlin Herman from Big Brother 20. Say hi, Caitlin.
Hey, guys. How are you?
So, Caitlin, you have your season finale coming up, right?
I do. The finale's coming up. And you know what? In the house, nobody wanted to sleep with me in a bed because I would grind my teeth so much. So I knew I had to get this taken care of. I heard that Botox was the way to go, and you come very highly recommended for TMJ-related problems. So here I am. We went through the procedure, and it was nothing, guys. It was nothing.
Not bad at all. So for those of you who don't know, if you have TMJ, that stands for temporal mandibular joint problems. And very frequently, we clench our jaw unknowingly. We grind down. You can have bruxism, where you're grinding your teeth at night unconsciously completely. Your dentist might have recommended a dental splint, right? Have you noticed dental damage?
Yeah, 100%. And the dentist always mentions, you know, your teeth are going to start eroding. Like, you need to get this taken care of. You need to get a mouth guard. So I will do that. But on top of that, to be more preventative, I heard that this was a good option as well.
Yeah, I think it's one of the things that actually is really helpful, because we store this hidden tension in our faces. We clench when we're concentrating, when we're irritated with people, like when we're driving on the freeway. I know I clench, I'm sure, when I'm injecting and operating. Oh, yeah. So once you get Botox done in your master muscles, two things happen. Number one, you stop clenching. Number two, your temporal mandibular joint gets to relax and not be under so much tension that it's clicking, popping, cracking every time you chew. And then number three, your face slims. Yay.
Oh my God, yes. It's so many benefits in one thing, and it's not even painful.
Yeah, it's a few quick shots. It's literally injected right in the masseter muscle. The masseter is, if you put your finger at the back of your jaw and bite down, you can literally feel that masseter muscle pop out. And if it pops out very firmly, that is a strong muscle. It can have up to 300 pounds of force per bite. So it's one of the strongest in the body, and it overgrows on us people who chew gum, who clench, and who grind our teeth. So I love this for slimming the lower face. And I think a lot of people in their 30s and 40s start to get kind of a bulky lower face. As you're in your 40s, 50s, and 60s, you even get squaring of the jaw and a little masculinization of the face. So you are super thin.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate that. I try my best.
You don't have to worry. But like, I know when I get my masseters done, everybody asks me if I lost weight, and it's really the slimming effect. So it gives a beautiful facial slimming.
It's like a two-in-one.
It's totally, two-in-one.
It totally is, and it's quite popular. I think the trend was started like with the Korean fad of trying to get a heart-shaped face. So like nice, beautiful round cheeks for the top of the heart, and then you want a tapered lower face. And it just looks pretty and feminine too.
Yeah, I'm excited. And when do the results come in exactly?
Great question. So you'll see Botox work in a week. So that relaxation and feeling of tension will leave your face, and you literally feel it. You feel so much better. That's in a week, but in a month for the muscle slimming.
I can't wait.
Yeah, muscles are kind of like, you know, like you put your arm in a cast, they atrophy from disuse. So you're not clenching, you're not using your masseters. It slims the face by that little bit of muscle atrophy. And guess what? It's going to last you, do you know how long?
Tell me, like maybe a few months?
4 to 6 months. Yeah, 4 to 6 months. So it's a nice treatment for you. You meditate a lot, right?
I do. Thank God now I can meditate and be calm during the day, but also not have to deal with my subconscious thoughts at night grinding away. Now I can have a calm jaw in the morning.
Yeah. What is your meditation specialty?
So I love to do Kundalini meditation, and that is a third eye meditation. So if you close your eyes and you pretend you're looking up and in, you focus on the third eye in the middle of your forehead, right in between your eyebrows, and this kind of opens up your intuition and kind of helps you guide to what you should or should not be doing in your life and kind of the road you should go down. So it's like that extra piece of support with you.
That's nice. Did you have to meditate a lot with the Big Brother household with 16 random humans?
I was meditating every single day. But you know what? Your intuition does get a little cloudy in that place because you don't have the luxury of talking to other people or outside influences. So you do get a little bit cloudy. But it was difficult to stay on top of, you know, my practice.
Yeah, the internal calmness was leaving you.
It was gone. It was gone by the time I left. But you know what? I got evicted. Thank God I did when I did, because I've been able to regain that kind of presence. And now I can go back to the finale next week and be calm and be back to, you know, who I am.
Yeah, calm and beautiful. And I think you're going to love the Botox. It's amazing. What kind of secrets are there going on over there at Big Brother 20? Like, what is it? What goes on that we don't know about that was surprising to you?
I think what was so surprising to me is that, you know, this is a game about 16 people in a house. You're trying to win $500,000 and you forget that people are lying and manipulating and you think someone's your friend and they actually don't like you. So I didn't go into that being someone that comes from a place of love and light. I did not do any of that. But you go home and you watch the show and you realize there were a lot of people that did not want to be your friend and they just, you know, were faking it. So that'll be an interesting confrontation to have on finale night.
Oh, my goodness. That sounds such like full of backstabbing people that want the money.
Yeah, for sure. And that just wasn't me.
I'm glad you come from a place of love and light. You guys should go follow her, Caitlin Herman, on Instagram. And thanks so much for tuning in. Send me all your questions about Botox, TMJ, masseters, and face slimming.
Yes. Bye, guys.
Good luck on the finale. Catch me next week. We do a longer podcast on Tuesdays. You're going to learn all my tips and tricks. We'll talk to some of the hot girls, some of the amazing plastic surgeons out there, and give you everything you need to know about your skin. I want to teach you guys about the science of healthy, sexy skin. Follow me on my Instagram at Beauty by Dr. K, D-R-K-A-Y, and the website is the same. And don't forget to try my amazing skincare. That's it for now. Stay beautiful.